left off the previous year, we were discussing the size, the minimum size of a house, primarily concerning mezuzah, even though the Gemara did list off a whole series of other halachas, mak, another thing, but the one that, of course, most interests us, lemaisa, is the issue of mezuzah. The Gemara drew a distinction between a sukkah, which is sufficient with a 7x7 tvachim, a house requires dalat amos for dalat amos, it has to be a diras keva. So we spoke a lot last week about how exactly you calculate that. What if it's 8x2? Is that also good? The Rosh and others. We had a whole discussion about that. But then we saw our Gemara in the beginning of Masechah Sukkah, where the Gemara almost puts the brakes a little bit on the shear of dalet by dalet. That this is not an absolute shear. There is an exception to this rule. And the Gemara is discussing the shear of Bugin. And Bugin in our little huts, little guardhouses that are sometimes on the road between different cities. The Gemara said, for the purposes of Eruvin, in order to consider a city to be one unit, so it has to be continuous houses. If you have an area which is empty of any living spaces, so that's going to be a problem. That's going to break up the continuity of the city, and it's going to begin the count of the 2,000 amos. The Gemara says, what do you need in order to continue the route? The Gemara says, you need a house. It has to be a livable house. The Gemara says, what do you have Burgen in? Burgen are just little huts that are less than dollar by dollar. The Gemara says, that's okay. Why is that all right? So the Gemara says, because Burgen are chazal mosayu, because that's what they're built for. If you build a house to live in with a kitchen and a bedroom and everything, and it's less than dollar amas with dollar amas, so you did a terrible job of your planning, and you don't have anything that's worth anything. So that house is kamadalei. So the house doesn't count. It doesn't continue the tchum count. But if you have burgundy, which are made for that purpose, so then those will count, and you'll be able to continue the 70 amos counting. So in the ninth of the Mamakomos, in the back of the page, in the ninth of the Mamakomos, the Rashash has an important comment on this Gemara, which could potentially throw a whole monkey wrench into his mezuzah. So comes the Rashash in the page of the back of the Gemara, number 9, by time of Burgin and Chazal Musayim, when the Gemara says that Burgin are different because they're fit for what they were made for, Mizener Elif, from here would appear, to be Shar HaPasuch Labayis, the Chayib Mezuzah, a few Eimel Dalal Dalal. What if you have a Beishar? Beishar is also like a type of like a watch, I'd say watch tower or something, which is opening up into a house. So it's something which is part of a structure, part of a living quarters. Even though Eimel Dalal Dalal, that particular room, the Beishar, is less than Dalal Dalal, says the Rashash, I think it's going to be Chayib Mezuzah. To Lemil Sechazi, because it's fit for what it was made for. He found the Ksaviyad of the Sefer Chaburi Daniel, one of the Acharonim, quoted in the Pesach Tshuva Nuchas Mezuzah. That is in fact the case, that if you have a room that is, nobody thinks that you're crazy for building a small room like this. This is the way everybody builds it. This is what it's fit to do. Such a room would be Chayim Mezuzah, notwithstanding the fact that's less than Dalal Dalal. So with this Rashash, this Chaburi Daniel, this Pesach Tshuva, they're subscribing to this new idea Nuchas Mezuzah, that can now become very, very costly. Because what it basically said is that any room that's usable, and nobody thinks that you're crazy for building such a room, the shear of dollar by dollar doesn't apply anymore. So the most common modern-day application is to a closet, to have a clothes closet. So I have maybe a coat closet. I have a closet that's less than dollar by dollar, according to any stretch of the imagination. But on the architect's plans, it has built in a closet. And everybody knows the closet is made less than dollar by dollar. So according to these Acharonim, such a closet will be chayiv mezuzah. I am not really living in the closet. I'm not eating in the closet. I'm not sleeping in the closet. So we assume that for the purposes of dira, even a base otzer is chayiv. Even a room that's just storage is chayiv mezuzah. There's a machlekes in the Gemara about it. Machlekes we should have about a pasuk. We pasuk in Shulchan Aruch that a base otzer, even though nobody mamash lives there, that's still considered to be part of your living quarters. And such a room would be chayiv in mezuzah min haTorah. That's why a garage is chayiv mezuzah. Some people use their garage as a base also to store things. Some people use it to store their cars. The base also, it's washing the car. So those garage pashas is chayiv mezuzah even on love of deraisa. If you have a type of a storage room that you never ever go to, say, guy's stuff somewhere tucked away in the bottom recess of the basement, he goes there once every 10 years to find something, so then the post came right, that's not chayv, because that's not called derech biyoscha. In order to be chayv mezuzah, the Torah says beisecha, and the Torah Shabbat says derech biyoscha, has to be a place that you walk into. So if you never ever walk there, then maybe it's possible. It's an area that you do walk sometimes, even though you don't eat, you don't sleep. Yeah, that would be chayev min haTorah mezuzah. So a closet would be a candidate for being chayev mezuzah. So until we saw this rashash, we thought, but the closet too small, what's a chayev mezuzah for? So comes the rashash and says, size doesn't matter. Since it's daka b'kach, that's the way it's made, it's normal, therefore it would be chayev mezuzah. Provided that you could walk in. If you can't walk in, so then you can't walk in, then it's not derech b'yasch altogether. So do we accept this view of the Rashash? So one would think, well, why not? We don't see anybody disagrees. So there are people who disagree. Some posts can disagree and say no. That the Rashash's extrapolation from the Gemara in Sukkah about Erevin is not correct. The Gemara about Erevin was talking about something which is only a din derabbanan anyway. The whole institution, Pashas and Erevin, is only derabbanan. The whole issue of 70 Amos and counting and how is all midirabbanan. So Chazal, when they instituted Luchas Erevin, they basically said that we want to continue the city going. So what's necessary to continue a city? So you need something that's livable. And how do you define livable? Either it's mamash a house, or if it's not literally a house, if it's burgadin that are kind of like a house, that are kind of usable, that's also good enough. So for the purpose of midirabbanan, of extending an Erev, the standards are not absolutely the same as the standards derais from mezuzah. With derais from mezuzah, that's the din. Chasafah mezuzah beisecha. Chach nevel moshe v'sinai. Dalad hamas by dalad hamas. So some acharonim argue that just because the Gemara says this idea by burgin by erevin does that necessarily be carried over to mezuzah. What's the shiloh? What are they fighting about? Why do some poskim think that we do carry over this idea of, well, if it's normal, if it's daka b'kach, then it becomes chayv mezuzah? Another post can be hesitating. So this seems to be a throwback to the way we introduced the sugya. We started the sugya last week. We said, we have the shiurim of Talad Amis, of seven tefachim. And the question becomes, what kind of shiurim are they? So remember, we highlighted that there are two kinds of shiurim in halacha. There are certain almost objective shiurim, that this is the way it is. A kezayis is a kezayis, and don't ask any kashis. You know, three tefachim is three tefachim, don't ask any kashis. And there are other shiurim that we could ask kashas, but we'll give it tirutzim. Namely, the reason why a mikvah has to be 40 saw is not just some arbitrary, some fluke of a number, but the Gemara says explicitly 40 saw corresponds to the amount of water that will be able to cover up a normal-sized person, or other kinds of shirim that we have in halacha. So the Gemara says that tumas ochlin is the kebetza, and if you have food less than a kebetza, so some of the dinim of tumas ochlin don't apply. So where did that magic number come from? So the Gemara says, because a person can generally fit up to a maximum of a kebetza ochlin bebasachas. If you have a big mouth, small, you know, a small kebetzim, then you can gulp down, you can swallow down a kebetza ochlin. So that's what's called a ochlin necha bebasachas. So there are certain shiurim that do correspond to physical reality. So maybe the shiur of Da'an Amos also corresponds to physical reality. Once you say that the Shia of Dalat Hamas is not an absolute pure halacha masina in the full sense of the word, that's just an objective esoteric Shia that has no relationship to this world. It's a very real worldly kind of a Shia that corresponds to Dira. So maybe one can argue that the Din of Mezuzah is not the Din of Dalat Hamas. The Din of Mezuzah is really a Din of Dira. How do you measure? What barometer do you use to measure? Is this a Makam Dira or not? So 9 out of 10 times you use the Shia of Dalat Hamas. But if I have some other objective criteria, some other reason to believe that this is a Makam Dira, like a closet, this is a normal Makam Dira. People store things here. It's not exactly Dalat Hamas. Who cares? If the Shia of Dalat Hamas is like a Shia of a Kezayis, it's Kachnem El Shia, don't ask any cashes. So in the other Echorim, right, that's the way it is. Dalat Hamas, I don't care what it, people count it, they kill it, it doesn't matter. But if you hold that the Shia of Dalat Hamas is more of a reflection, more of an expression of a Makam Dira, so then I can begin to negotiate, well, maybe I have a Makam Dira, even though I don't technically have Dalat Hamas. So maybe we should take the attitude, it's a Shavu Deraisa, Chiyuv Deraisa, let's put it up, you know, play it safe, a few extra dollars, we bought a nice house anyway, we threw in a few extra closets, we threw in a few extra mezuzahs as well. So not necessarily, that may not be the correct approach for the following reason. Because there was another potential monkey wrench in Luchas Mezuzah, that if one follows the other monkey wrench, they may throw this monkey wrench out of commission. What's the other monkey wrench? What's the other phantom did? So the tenth of the Mamakomos is a comment of Rabbi Kivega. So Rabbi Kivega turns on its head everything we just said. So Rabbi Kivega is in the Chidushim in Luchas Mezuzah in Yerodeus, and in Reish Pei Vav Sifri Gimel. Dalad al dalad potter. So it's quoting the Shulchan Aruch. It's if you gimel that says a house that's less than dalad al dalad is exempt from mezuzah. It says Rabbi Kiveger, dahainu the mitzal atzmuso potter mezuzah. That means that a house or a room, for that matter, that's less than dalad al dalad is intrinsically potter. In and of itself is exempt from mezuzah. Aval. Becheder shalefnim mecheder shekoren kemerichi. I'm not sure, is that a Yiddish word? Is that a Hungarian word? Czechoslovakia? I'm not sure exactly what that word is, but anyone know? Everyone familiar with that word? Okay. I'll tell you what it is. Bottom line is, it's a kind of a chedesh lefnei mecheder. It means it's a room in another room. I.e., you walk, there's a big room, and then there's a big room that opens up to a small room. She yotzi mecheder agodol, lecheder kamrachi, ha-pesach achu chayv me-mezuzah. Listen to this chiddush where we came from. Mitzad hagodol sheyotzi mimenu derech pesach zo lecheder kata. It says if I have a big room and a little room, connected to one another, for our purposes, we won't call it a kevah, we'll call it a closet. I have a big bedroom that's way more than Dal Amos, and I have a small closed closet that's 2 amos by 2 amos. So it says Rabbi Kivega, the clothing closet is part of a mezuzah. 1,000%. You don't have to put a mezuzah into the clothing closet. However, says Rabbi Kivega, let's treat the bedroom as being chayv, because after all, there's a doorway between the closet and the bedroom. So says Rabbi Kivega, that doorway is chayv and mezuzah. It's not chayv and mezuzah going into the closet. The closet is less than dalad, but it is chayv and mezuzah going into the bedroom. So says Rabbi Kivega, continues, v'yeinidon cheder katan ka'avir. Make believe that the small closet is like air. Maybe it's outside. That what we call like a dalmehocha. Two magic words, ignore. Make believe it doesn't exist. A room that's less than dalad doesn't exist in halacha. If it doesn't exist, it's tantamount to saying that it's like airspace. If it's like airspace, it's like the outdoors. That's great. So now when I walk from the closet into the bedroom, that is the halakha equivalent of walking from outdoors into my bedroom. Imagine I didn't have a closet. Imagine I had a back door leading to my backyard from my from my bedroom. So it says, okay, that's what you have. Instead of having a little outdoors, you have a halachic outdoors, namely less than dalad dalad. To become welcome chayev, ki liyot semi pesach zul ashok, kainil fiyas night vyas shemesh baruch. Says Rabbi Kivega, that's what would appear to me. What is the significance of the statement that Rabbi Kivega just said? That the doorway is chayev, albeit not into the closet, but rather from the closet into the bedroom. 100%, you have to put a mezuzah there. But which side you put the mezuzah on? We know the din is, you have to put a mezuzah on the right side. Derech biyoscha. The pasuk says beisecha. The Tashma Peh explains biyoscha means derech biyoscha, the way that a person puts their foot forward. So 90% of the people are right-footed people. So when they put their right foot forward, that's called derech biyoscha. The Shach raised the question of his mezuzah. How come if you have a left-footed person, why don't you put the mezuzah on the left side? The same way you have in Huchas Tefillin. So new din. Everybody, all the left-footed people, anyone who kicks lefty, anyone who punts lefty, has to put their mezuzah on the left side. So the Shach has a very interesting answer, which is very, very difficult to understand. The Shach says, no, when it comes to Tefillin, so if you're a left-handed person, you switch, because it's just you. You're the only person involved in the chiyuv. So if you're right-handed, you put it in your left hand. Left-handed, you put it in your right hand. The mezuzah, you have your wife, you have your kids, your whole family. Not everybody's left-footed, so therefore, you have to follow most of the Bnei Abayis. So the Shach's answer is very, very difficult. Because first of all, the chiyuv is my chiyuv, not my kid's chiyuv. And Charles not paying the mortgage, I'm paying the mortgage, so I'm chayev in mezuzah. He doesn't own the house, so why do I care whether he's right-footed or left-footed? And number two, and what if a person's living by themselves? What if a person's wife is also left-footed? The whole family, they all got the same left-footed genes. So they're all left-footed. So everyone's got to put the mezuzah on the left side. We never heard of such a thing. So the later Achronim write that you can answer Shach's question totally different way. Other Achronim write, Alamdash answer, that tefillin is a chayves hagavra, and mezuzah is a chavis habayis. When it comes to tefillin, tefillin depends on you as a person. I'm chayv in tefillin, not because it's a lumdus. It's not that the tefillin have to be put on. A new way of understanding tefillin. Tefillin have to be put on every day. It's a joke. I have to put the tefillin on. I'm a gavra. So I have to determine, am I a right-handed person, am I a left-handed person? The Torah says, yodcha yad keya. The Torah Shabbat explains, has to be the weaker of your two hands. So if you personally are a right-handed person, you put in your left hand. If you personally are a left-handed person, put in your right hand. When it comes to mezuzah, when the Torah says, biyoscha derech biyoscha, that's a way of defining the cheftz of bayis. It's not a gavra person. If Reuven is homeless, he doesn't have a chiyuv mezuzah. You only have a chiyuv mezuzah if you live in a house. If you own a house, live in a house. So therefore, the whole question of the Shach doesn't get off the ground. That's how we usually assume the halacha. Nobody ever puts mezuzah on the left side. Unless you have a closet and you believe in this Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega says that when you have a closet and a bedroom adjacent to one another, the chiyuv on this Pesach is not going into the closet. The chiyuv is going out of the closet into the bedroom. So this Rabbi Kivega and this Rashash are now mutually exclusive, because you can't have your cake and eat it. So now when I have a closet connected, a closet adjacent to a bedroom, what do I do? So according to the Rashash and the Chmur Daniel Peskachuva, you put the mezuzah going into the closet. because they hold that halachically that's the equivalent of Dalai Lamas, but Dalai Lamas, because it's normal to build a house that way, to build a room that way, to build a closet that way. So according to that opinion, you must put the mezuzah going into the closet. According to Bikivega, you have to put the mezuzah coming out of the closet. You can put both. It's going to look a little bit strange. So you have to take a pick. Who do you think is right? Who do you want to follow? You're going to follow the Rosh Hashanah Shita, or you're going to follow Bikivega Shita? Or maybe one could argue that you don't have to follow either Shita. That's how Ramosha helped. Ramosha said, we don't paskin neither the Rosh Hashanah nor the Kivega. He says, the Rosh Hashanah is a big Chiddush, because the Chora, if it's less than Dal by Dal, that's an absolute objective to our end of discussion. Rikivega's Chiddush, says Ramosha, is a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. Why? Because if you think about it, when you have two rooms adjacent to one another, so I'm walking into the bedroom, and from the bedroom, I'm walking into the closet. So you're going to tell me, the walking into the closet doesn't really require a mezuzah because the room's too small, says Rabbi Kivega. But the walking out does require a mezuzah. Yes, Rabbi Moshe, since when do we find that walking out is a mechayev mezuzah? The Torah says, derech bi'oscha. The whole requirement of mezuzah is only derech bi'oscha, the way you walk in. The way we determine, how do you know whether it's the right side or the left side? Let's say I have two rooms. I have a kitchen and a dining room. I have a living room and a kitchen adjacent to one another. And there's a doorway between the two. How in the world do I know which side to put the mezuzah on? So the answer is on the right side. How do you know which is the right side? It depends on your perspective. If you're walking into the kitchen, this is the right side. You walk into the living room, that's the right. How in the world do you know? So there are klalim and halacha. How to determine what's called the derech knisa? What's called the derech bia? Everything depends upon the derech bia. How do you determine whether something is derech bia or not? So the Gemara and the Rishonim and the later pasuk, we're trying to give you a whole series of different rules to figure out what's called the derech bia, what's not called the derech bia. One of the important rules in that equation is there another way out of a specific room? If I have two rooms, and let's say I'm walking from the outside, walk into room into the living room, and then the living room is next to a den or something, and there's no other way out of the den. The only way into the den is from the living room. So then, of course, that's the derech bia. How is that not the derech bia? You're coming from your house, you're walking into the living room, and the only way to get to the den is to go from the living room into the den. Unless you climb through a window, unless you come through the roof, there's no other way to get into the den. So obviously, the derech bia is, the derech kenisa, is in from the living room into the den. So that's what Moshe said, that the definition of derech bia here, would anybody in their right mind ever say that the way you get into your bedroom is you go through your closet first? Through your closet first. You're walking from the hall into the main door, up the stairs, into the hallway, into your bedroom, and from your bedroom you go into your closet. That's the derech bia. So Rav Moshe says, we just have to be done. Is that derech bia chayv mezuzah or not? And the answer is no, because it's a derech bia into a room that's potter. You can't turn around and say, well, if it's not derech bia, so let's make it chayv because it's derech yitzia, and we'll revamp the derech bia. Says Rav Moshe, lohayit v'amia, never such a thing as mezuzah. So therefore, Rav Moshe said, you're 0 for 2. You need not put the mezuzah like the Rosh Hash, and you don't have to put the mezuzah like Rabbi Kivega. So if neither chumra is correct, then the answer is you're not chayv mezuzah altogether. So there are four logical possibilities where mezuzah does or does not go between a bedroom and a closet. We have this, every one of us, I'm sure, has a few of these in the house. So which way do you put the mezuzah? So according to the Rosh Hash and the Chumash Daniel, you put the mezuzah going into the closet. According to Bikivega, you put the mezuzah coming out of the closet into the bedroom. According to Ramayish, you put the mezuzah nowhere. And in theory, one can say, Misafik, I don't know what to do. We have to put both. I have no idea what the din is. I have to put two mezuzahs. Maybe Rosh Hash is right. Maybe the Bikivega is right. So there are four different logical possibilities. And there are different opinions in the contemporary postgame which way we should opt for.
Finally, why do we dismiss the Rosh Hash?
So some say that that's svar of Chazil Emosahu, that it's fit for its job. We only find that in Gemara by Dinim Derabban of Erev. We never find such a thing by the Din Deraisa. But Din Deraisa is a shear of Dar Amas, end of discussion.
So why don't we say that we're Chayav Midrabban to put the
Mizuzah? No. That Din Derabban, that means, because Erev, they instituted, they made up a Din Derabban to connect the Tchumen, but by Mizuzah, why the Rabban instituted Din Derabban just sound like that? For no reason? It means if Minatar, it's Potter, it's Potter. Let's say I have a doorway that's not built up to standards of Mizuzah, so it's Potter Mizuzah. If I have a house that's not built up to standards, so it's Potter Mizuzah. There's no chiyuv derabban in mezuzah. The only chiyuv derabban we find in mezuzah is, let's say, if I renting a house. So when it comes to renting a house, min haTorah according to most Rishonim on Potter, it's not beisecha, but with the rabbanim chayv. So there it makes sense because it's nirkishalo. Not everybody knows I'm renting. The guy sees me living in a house for 10 years. He thinks I own the house. So therefore, Midi Rabban, it makes sense to make a chiyuv. But stam to be mechayev, slap people with chiyuv and mezuzah right and left. If the room's potter, it's potter finish.
So the big walk-in closet that's 4x4 requires a mezuzah.
Yeah, for sure. That's for sure. That's a garage. That's like a storage. That's for sure.
So I mean, getting the difficulty. The acres, though, comes out to be the greater chumrah because everything is chazal here.
Yeah, anything that you walk into, if it's so small, let's say I have a very small coat closet.
Right.
No, but I can't walk in because I have a lot of coats. I never walk in there. So let's say I have a coat closet. Who walks into a coat closet? That's a big coat closet.
But I'm saying if you flip it around and say it's no worse than that.
But it has to be a Pesach.
Well,
something that people don't walk through. It's not called Ech Biyos altogether. So it has to be at least big enough that people would sometimes walk in. I noticed in my house is that the size of those closets change according to the size of the person whose room it is. Since you have a little closet, so I would never walk into this closet. My little kids, when they were little, would walk into the closet. So when we first moved into our house, so I put mezuzahs in certain closets in their rooms that were very, very small. I would never, my wife would never walk into, but the little kids used to love to hide in there. So they would walk, they would play, they would hide in the closet. So there's a lot of mezuzahs there. I always feel bad taking down those. I don't think some of those rooms, I'm not even sure some of those are chayiv anymore, mezuzah, because nobody ever uses them. Nobody walks in them anymore. But whatever, we still have them. They're there, really. So according to somebody, maybe they're chayiv. According to the Rashash, they're chayiv the other way. But we'll talk about that in a moment. Anyway. So, but this Rabbi Kivega is l'chara conceptually very difficult because there seems to be almost an outright steer to Rabbi Kivega. What Kivega just said is a tremendous chiddush of mezuzah. It makes us rethink of mezuzah entirely. Says Rabbi Kivega, when you have a room that's potem mezuzah, that doesn't automatically mean you as a gavra potem mezuzah. All it means is going into that room is potter. But if you can flip around that room, so then maybe a chayev will be in the other direction. So comes the chazanish and asks the kash against Rabbi Kivega. What would the din be according to Rabbi Kivega? It sounds like very strange we're going to ask, but a mezuzah in a bathroom. Why is there no mezuzah in a bathroom? So the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma that Pesecha is a lashon adiras kavod, a vayishol kavod, and a bathroom, a bathhouse, a shvitz, things like that, don't require a mezuzah because they're not, they're the places that you use, you live, but they're not called diras kavod, and therefore they're not chayiv in mezuzah, not dumi debayis. The famous Gemara Maseches Yuma. So therefore there's no mezuzah in a bathroom. So, Frek the Chazanish, according to Rabbi Kivega, there's no mezuzah going into a bathroom. That I understand. So, treat the bathroom as being like outdoors. The same way you treated a house of less than dollar as being outdoors, and you flipped the mezuzah around, you had it coming from the closet into the room. Have a mezuzah going from the bathroom into the bedroom. Ah, it's going to be a bizoyan to the mezuzah, says the Chazanish. Double cover the mezuzah, make sure that the door of the bathroom is closed. And there are ways to solve those problems with mezuzahs and mezuzah. So, according to Bikivega, what's the difference between a house that's a room that's less than $1? You're telling me a new chiddush that you have to put up a mezuzah to a bathroom, lo shemana dovezem yod, a bathroom should have a mezuzah, or the other way around. What's the difference? So, comes the chazanish and says there's a big difference. Conceptually, in lomdus, there's a big difference. Says the chazanish, what's the nature of the p'tur of a less than dollar ballad? What's the nature of the p'tur of a bathroom? They're both p'tur in the Torah, but they're different p'turim. If you look carefully, the Gemara in Yuma that discuss these two p'turim, so comes the Chazish and says, when it comes to a makom, it's not dollar ballad. As we said, we started to say, it's not a makom dira. So I have two rooms adjacent to one another. One is a makom dira, one is not a makom dira. So how do you define, how do you know which is the derech beisecha, which is the way of walking in? So says the Chazanish, Rabbi Kivega's Chiddush is, when you have one Makom Dira against a non-Makom Dira, there is no question that the Makom Dira trumps the Eina Makom Dira. And therefore, the direction of quote-unquote traffic just switched. Up until Rabbi Kivega came along, I thought the flow of traffic, like Ramosha said, you go from the outdoors into the house, up the stairs, into the bedroom, into the closet. That's the flow of traffic. That's the Derech Biyah. And if it's not chayev, it's not chayev. So Kivega said no. That when you have a non-dira and a dira, so then you flip the order. But what if I have two rooms that are adjacent to one another, and they're both 100% dira rooms? If they're 100% dira rooms, why is there no mezuzah on one of them? The answer is it's a dira room, but there's a quirk. Why it's potter? There's a p'tur from left field. What's a p'tur from left field? It's not a makom kavod. A bathroom is not a makom dira, says the Chazanish. A person lives that bathroom is a makom dira, 100% makom dira. I use it for whatever I have to use it for. That's a makom dira in halacha. Why is it part of a mezuzah? Because there's some kind of an added condition of the mezuzah. It has to be a dira shel kavod. It has to be a bayis shel kavod. So says the Chazon Ish, so when I have a bathroom next to a bedroom, I have two makom diras. So I have to determine which is the derech bia. So the answer is the derech bia is into the bathroom. The only way to get into the bathroom is to go into the bedroom first. The only time Rabbi Kivega says we flip the derech bia and we say, no, we make believe the traffic patterns were the other way. That's when you have one makom dira against another non-makom dira. So the makom dira swallows up, becomes the ikar. But when they're both becomes a dira, they're both equal. There's eating. There's no difference in a bathroom and a bedroom. They're both potentially chayv mezuzah. And then the Torah throws a curveball and says, by the way, the bathroom doesn't need a mezuzah. So once the Torah says the bathroom doesn't need a mezuzah, but you can't turn around and say, okay, now the derech bia is the other way. The derech bia is not the other way. The derech bia is into the bathroom. The bathroom is on par with the bedroom. So therefore, even Rabbi Kivega will concede, says the Chazdish is going to be part of it. Oh, you mean yes? So that's the $100 million question. According to the Chazon Ish, and what if the bathroom is less than $1? It's a small bathroom. So I can't imagine the bathrooms in the days when the Chazon Ish were so big. They were. So if you have a small bathroom, that in the days of Rabbi Kivega, there were no bathrooms, no indoor plumbing, so there are no bathrooms in the houses. But with the Chazon Ish already, our bathrooms, halacha lemaisa, the person has a small bathroom, and it's less than $1. So, dal mehocha the fact that it's a bathroom. Just call it a less than dal. According to Vivega, turn around and make a mezuzah from the bathroom into the bedroom. The answer is you don't. We don't know why. I don't know why. I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. But lo shamanu davazem me'olim, there should be a mezuzah in a bathroom. Sometimes, the person will walk into my house, they'll notice in the upstairs bathroom, so they'll notice there's a mezuzah. But not to the bathroom. There's a room in front of the bathroom. There's a washing room, which is closed off from the bathroom itself. It's just a mirror with a little dime sink and a little cabinets and stuff underneath. It's the room that leads into the bathroom, but there's a door break between the bathroom proper and that. That room may potentially be chayv mezuzah. Now, that room happens to be less than dollar. Great. That room is less than dollar, but according to some, you need the mezuzah going in. According to others, you need the mezuzah going out. So in our house, we happen to follow the Rebbe Kivega. So that means we follow Rebbe Kivega. We have a lot of mezuzahs in a lot of our closets. A lot of the closets, mezuzahs are going from the closet into the bedrooms. So that particular room is going from the chamber leading into the bathroom. That mezuzah is going from outside into the hallway area. So it comes out a very strange thing. So we have a mezuzah. Sometimes people come by and say, Rabbi, why in the world is there a mezuzah in the bathroom? I said, no, it's not a mezuzah in the bathroom. It's a mezuzah on the room that's not enough makom kavod. I wash my face, brush my teeth there. Person washes and says, what's the not makom kavod there? I don't take a shower there. I don't go to the bathroom there. So that room is part of a makom dira. I use it for normal living purposes. I wash up there. I brush my teeth there. I shave there. Why is it not chayv mezuzah? So that room is chayv mezuzah. So somebody says, Rabbi, why is it mezuzah? It's a bathroom. It's not a bathroom. Okay, Rabbi, so why isn't the mezuzah on the right side? The answer is because it's too small. So the mezuzah is on the left side coming out of a room that leads into a bathroom back into the hallway. So if somebody wants to really challenge me, I'll say, but Rabbi, but the hallway is less than dalad by dalad also. So why do you have mezuzah there? And the answer is that the hallway may be chayv and mezuzah, what's called a beishar, not like the Chamuri Daniel, not like the Rashash, a hallway that leads into a bigger room may be chayev, even if it's less than dollar by dollar, because it's nikra al-shem, the bigger room. So we have it's a manna setup, but we have it's an inner bathroom that has no mezuzah. We have this washing room that does have a mezuzah. Mezuzah on the left side going into the hallway, which in turn branches off to the different bedrooms. So in the bedrooms, the mezuzah are on the right side. I would say out of the doorposts in the doorways in my house, almost half of them have mezuzah on the left side, because we have so many closets. Every bedroom's got a closet. And if you look in the shul, so some of the back closets in the shul also have mezuzahs, but they're going in the quote-unquote wrong way. They're all going on the left side because they're all coming out of the small rooms into the bigger room of the shul, the room of the whatever other bigger rooms are around there. So the starting point is you put mezuzahs on the right side. Every once in a while, like in our houses, more than once in a while, if you follow this with kivega, it starts to add up. So it becomes an expensive chumrah, because a lot of these small rooms end up with mezuzahs, albeit on the other side. Those who follow the Pesach Tshuva, the Chumrah, Daniel, the Rashash, will also, the Chumrah costs the same, but it'll be in the other direction, be going into the room. And according to Ramesh, the part of the Lagamrei. So again, different opinions. So hopefully, B'ez Hashem, tomorrow, we have to just put the final touches on this, in terms of how to do some of the calculations. And when you analyze the Shalom of mezuzah, so you have to figure out, is it really a makom dalad by dalad or not? So some of the factors that go into that are, well, is it an 8x2? Is it a 4x4? That was one shaila. Then you have to figure out what size amas are you using. Then you have to figure out about are there other things in the room that may minimize the shiur. Then you have to figure out, are you going to go down Rav Kivega's route or down the Rosh Hashanah's route or down nobody's route? So when all this adds up together, you can end up with a lot of different possibilities. Hilchos Mezuzah. Either Mezuzah this way, that way, both, neither. A lot of possibilities. So we gave all the Rosh HaProchem. Maybe we should bring, we should have a tour. We should have the shiur in the house tomorrow. And we'll try to give a virtual tour through the house to try to figure out where exactly some of these Mezuzahs are supposed to be.